Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I want to show you how to use a particularly useful function in VoiceOver on the Mac, which is the keyboard commander, which, amongst other items that you can do with it, is to launch applications by holding down a few keys. Rather than going to your dock or your applications folder or anywhere else and finding and running the application, you can just do it with a couple of keystrokes. I've got my MacBook turned on, VoiceOver's running, so let me go to my desktop to start off with Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
And let's get to Keyboard Commander by going through the VoiceOver utility. And to get into VoiceOver utility, it's Control Option Function Key 8 or F8. And of course, if your function software keys are set to hardware, you'll have to hold down your FN key as well. So let me go into that now. Control Option F8.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility window. VoiceOver utility. Utility categories. Table. One row selected. Column. 1 of 1. General has keyboard focus.
Now, I actually could interact with that category table, go down to commanders, which contains the keyboard commander, uninteract, and trundle off to the rest of the options. I like to get to it directly by pressing Command and 8.
Commanders. Commanders.
Okay, so we're now on it. Now I can just do Control Option right arrow.
Trackpad. Selected tab 1 of 3.
Trackpad selected as default. Control Option right arrow.
Numpad tab 2 of 3.
That's the numeric keypad commander. If you've got a numeric keypad on a full-size keyboard. Control Option right arrow.
Keyboard tab 3 of 3.
That's the one we want. Keyboard commander. So Control Option spacebar to select it.
Press keyboard tab 3 of 3.
Control Option right arrow.
Enable keyboard commander. Uncheck checkbox.
Okay, let's enable it with Control Option spacebar.
Check interact with alert dialog. Keyboard commander enabled. When you use the right option key for keyboard commander, use the left option key for application keyboard shortcuts.
Okay, so it tells us when you want to use the right option key for keyboard commander functions, use the left option key for other keyboard commands. Okay, and let's press enter to come out of that dialog box because the OK button is the default.
Closing dialog.
And Control Option right to keep going through.
Use left option key radio button 1 of 2.
So you could use the left option key if you so desire, which means you would then use the right option key for other items. Control Option right arrow again.
Right option key selected radio button 2 of 2.
Okay, so right option key is selected by default. Control Option right arrow.
Keyboard commander table no selection.
Okay, here's the keyboard commander table. So let's interact with Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with keyboard commander table row 1 of 5. Keyboard key, M, edit text.
So basically you've got two columns. You've got a left column which has got the key, and the right column which has got the menu action control to select or to already have what that command's already going to do. So M, which is in column 1, let's go to column 2 with Control Option right arrow.
Command, open application, mail, menu button.
And that's currently set to launch mail. So by doing right option M, you'll run mail straight away. So Control Option left to go back to the first column.
Keyboard key M.
Control Option down arrow.
S.
S. Control Option right to go to the second column.
Command. Open application. Safari menu button.
Okay, that runs Safari. Control Option left arrow.
Keyboard key S.
Control Option down arrow to the next row.
T.
T. Control Option right arrow.
Command. Run Apple Script script. Time of day menu button.
That runs an Apple Script for time of day. Control Option left arrow.
Keyboard key T.
Control Option down arrow to go to the next row.
U.
U. Control Option right arrow.
Command. Run Apple Script script. Unread message count menu button.
That's unread message count with right option U. Control Option left arrow.
Keyboard key U.
Control Option down arrow.
X.
X. Control Option right arrow.
Command. Run Apple Script script. VoiceOver screenshot to mail menu button.
And that's it for the default settings. So let's uninteract and let's add our own shortcut. And in this case, I'm going to assign my shortcut to TextEdit. So Shift Control Option up arrow to uninteract.
Stop interacting with keyboard commander.
Control Option right arrow to the Add button.
Add button.
Control Option spacebar.
Edit text blank.
Now we're in a edit text. Mostly we're in column 1, and we need to stick our lettering that we want to use. So as I said, it was going to be text edit. So text edit. So let's do E for edit.
E. E.
Control option right arrow.
Menu button.
Control option spacebar to go into the menu button.
Press menu. 14 items.
And the one we want, the selection is right down the bottom, which is custom, but we'll go through each one of them. So you've got
general.
General,
submenu.
And I'm just using control option down to go through these.
Information. Submenu. Navigation.
Navigation. Submenu. So we'll keep going down until we get to custom with control option down arrow.
Text. Submenu. Web. Submenu. Find. Submenu. Tables. Submenu. Size and position. Submenu. Audio. Submenu. Braille. Submenu. Visuals. Submenu. Hotspots. Submenu. Jump. Submenu. Custom commands. Submenu.
Okay, that's the one we want, so let's do control option spacebar.
Custom commands, submenu, 5 items, open application, ellipsis.
And we want to open application, control option spacebar.
Closing menu, closing menu, menu button, interact with, open dialog.
And we want to get to applications and the files in the applications folder. So let's control option right arrow.
Forward, dim button, icon mode, list mode, column mode, applications, pop-up button.
Okay, and the pop-up button in this case definitely does say that we're currently focused in our applications folder. So control option right arrow.
Search text field, blank, progress indicator, sidebar, table, vertical split, file, browser.
Okay, there's the file browser table. Let's interact with that with shift control option down arrow.
Action potato.app, selected, 1 of 106.
So for some odd reason it's landed on Action Potato, I may have been using that last or my children were. So let's jump to text edit. So I'm just going to type in TEX for text edit.
Text edit.app selected 89 of 106.
That's the one we want. So let's uninteract with shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with file browser.
Jump to the bottom of the screen with shift control option end.
Open default button.
And that's the open button. So let's press control option spacebar to select it.
Press open default button. Closing dialog.
When you come out of the dialog box, VoiceOver is basically sitting on the keyboard allocation table. So let's interact with shift control option down arrow.
Interact with keyboard commander table row 6 of 6 selected. Command open application text edit menu button.
Okay, so that's text edit. That was the one that we're currently doing. Let's go to the left. Control option left arrow.
Keyboard key E.
And there's E. So we've definitely got it set ready to go. So let me uninteract with shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with keyboard commander table one row selected.
Now you didn't particularly have to do that, but I'd like to be consistent with what I'm doing. I'm now going to close down VoiceOver utility with command Q.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Now let's see whether my right option key plus E will now launch text edit.
Text edit, window, untitled, edit text.
And it does. If you want to remind yourself what your keystrokes are, yes, you can go into VoiceOver Utility, Commanders, Keyboard Commanders, and go to the Keyboard List Allocation table for your keystrokes and commands. If you want to do it another way, you can actually go into Keyboard Help, so Control Option K.
Starting Keyboard Help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the VoiceOver keys while typing to hear VoiceOver commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
And you can actually do the keystroke combination, right option and another key that you think the command's been assigned to. So if I do right option E now.
Option E, open application, opens the following application, applications, text edit.app.
Okay, and that was our indeed one that we just did. If I want to do one of the default ones, I can do right option T.
Option T, run Apple script script. Runs the following script. System library private frameworks screen reader dot framework slash versions slash a slash resources slash scripts slash time of day dot Apple script.
Okay, that's the time of day Apple script one. Now I will warn you that if you do the following commands, let me just press escape.
Escape, stopping keyboard help.
To come out of keyboard help. To turn the keyboard command off, which can be done sometimes by accident, it's actually shift control option K.
Keyboard commander off.
So that keyboard command is now off. So I can either use my right option key now with other just general commands, because if I try and do right option E, nothing will happen. It's been turned off. And then if I go into keyboard help with Control Option K.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the voiceover keys while typing to hear voiceover commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
And I do right option E.
Option E.
It won't say anything because like QuickNav, once QuickNav is turned off, in this case once keyboard command is turned off, VoiceOver is just giving you the standard options for those keys or key combinations. So to quickly turn it back on again, you just press escape.
Escape, stopping keyboard help.
And shift control option K.
Keyboard commander on.
Turns it back on. I hope that's been of some use to folks. I use keyboard commander quite a lot on my other MacBook, which is my Mac Air, mainly for such things as right option I for iTunes, A for App Store, C for iChat, and K for Skype. So it really does come in quite handy for quickly launching applications. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.